Well, on this one, the government's got it right, the federal government. I see that this is an absolute rort. They have suspended the federal government, the Turnbull government. They have suspended taxpayer-funded student loan payments. This is another Rudd-Gillard fiasco worth hundreds of millions of dollars to 19 private vocational colleges in a bid to stamp out rorting of the vocational education loan scheme. Now, you know the story. Ross decides he wants to be a hairdresser. He's going to go to this private TAFE and he can get a vocational loan. It's a bit like a hex thing. So he gets the loan, pays this stupid college, and they've got no skills in training him to be a hairdresser at all. So he doesn't pass the course, gets no qualifications, he's done his dough, and they race off with the money. Well, taxpayers, how much? $3 billion a year on vocational student loans. That's vocational student loans, not university, vocational to these colleges. And only to see the money is forked out by the student to dodgy private colleges running overpriced, substandard courses, and then large numbers of students never even complete them. One WAG journalist completed a diploma online at an Australian private college in 48 hours, a diploma that would have taken a year to complete at TAFE. Now, today it's reported 500 poor buggers security workers in New South Wales and Queensland will have their licences cancelled because the private college where they trained, Peacemakers Security Training Institute, provided almost no training. So these workers will be left out of work and out of pocket, unable to recoup whatever they paid this mob to complete the dodgy course. And this private college mess was created by the Rudd government in 2009 when it extended student loans to vocational training diplomas as well as to university people doing university courses. And this created a taxpayer-funded bonanza for private colleges. Set up any shonky college, offer a course, the kid gets a loan, pays the shonky college, gets no qualifications, does his money, and he's qualified for nothing. Now, TAFE, this is the other side of the coin, which Australians trust to deliver genuine quality vocational education, has been run down by governments all around the country since 2009. Why would governments be making TAFE staff redundant, selling off TAFE properties, and forcing TAFE to compete with dodgy private outfits? I'll be looking at that issue, but this is another monumental educational mess, a legacy of Rudd and Gillard.